Hi, this is Dr. Anne Whitehouse. I invite you to play a little game with me here. Now, I'm sure that you are a savvy, professional, enlightened woman who is totally on board with her rights in the 21st century. But would you believe that underneath the surface, there is a whole lot of old patriarchal programming, and that is undermining you without you realizing it? And what I'm talking about specifically is what I call a power foundation. And that is the fact that all the defaults or the benchmarks or the definitions or the subliminal messaging that we receive from people in the world, from institutions, from the places we work, and also from our own subconscious minds, have the man as the one in charge with the authority, and it consigns the woman to the subservient position, consigns us to the home, the kitchen, etc., etc. Now, I don't for one minute believe that you believe this stuff. This is old, archaic programming, but think of it as old patterns that haven't yet been cleaned up. Think of it like going into your attic or the spare bedroom, and there's lots of cobwebs that have been there for ages. They simply need to be cleaned away. So there's a really good test that we can use for you to see for yourself that this old programming really is there in your own subconscious mind. So I would like you to just relax and close your eyes. Now, I'm going to just give you a list of professions, and I want you to see what pops into your head first. When you hear the name of the profession, is it a man or a woman? Now, here's the thing. The subconscious will give its knee-jerk reaction instantaneously, and then our conscious mind can come in and will say, oh, maybe that's a woman, or I choose to believe it's going to be a woman. But that old subconscious reaction is there. So let's see what you get. Are your eyes closed? Okay, let me read you these professions. Professor. IT consultant, entrepreneur, astronomer, surgeon, engineer, banker, solicitor, composer, broker, okay, be honest with yourself. Did your mind show you that person as being male first, and then you had to switch and think that it might be a woman? I've done this test with more people than I can remember, and we always get the same thing. And it's the same thing for me as well. Even professions that I myself have had, namely university lecturer, scientist, engineer, my mind still will give the knee-jerk response of a man, and then I have to remember that I had these professions and I'm a woman. And the reason that we do this little test is to show you that that old programming really is still within you. And this is what's working against women, right, left and center, every single day, because that knee-jerk reaction will tell the person who's looking at you that you should be a man to have that position. And so that is the root of the double standard and all the other stuff we have to deal with. Okay, now that you have realized that this is indeed the fact, I want to leave you with this thought. Everything you've done has been fighting against this programming. Everything you've achieved has been with all of that undermining you. So when you then take the steps to release that programming within yourself and detach from all of that messaging coming to you from other people, you are going to get a quantum leap forwards in your confidence, in your self-assuredness, in the credibility that you can command. It really is astonishing. So let's free ourselves from all of that old programming so that we can shine and achieve without being undermined in any career that we choose. Okay, bye for now.